This is Lincoln Stoller of Mind Strength Balance, reading a piece called The Gut, Part 2, Small Intestine. Begin by finding an entry to a relaxed state. We'll begin by counting down from 10 to 1. And with each number, I'd like you to release some muscles in your body, with whatever muscles feel tense. And with each step, become more aware of the internal operation of your body as a witness and participant. Starting at 10, closing your eyes, getting comfortable, uncrossing your legs, your hands, putting your hands in your lap, being warm, being supported. 10, 9, 8. Take a breath, inhale, exhale. Think only of the tensions in your body and locate each one, whatever calls to you. And take a breath, and as you exhale, feel that tension leave. 7, 6, 5. Inhale. Exhale. Scanning your body, being loose and relaxed and limp in your shoulders, in your biceps, in your thighs and knees and calves. Inhale. Exhale any tension you find in your hands and feet and neck. 4, 3. Inhale into your lower back, deep into your stomach, deep into your pelvis, and exhale like a tight band, letting go. Unlocked, unstretched. 3, 2, 1. This would be the gateway to being relaxed, the first step to being calm and being attentive. Now I'd like you to imagine that between the top and the bottom of you, there is a passageway. It starts at your lips. It ends at your anus. And in between, many, many things happen. And you are aware of some, like swallowing and chewing and salivating. But many others, you aren't aware of, but could be. And many others you could never be aware of, but you participate in. You continue to relax, take a breath, release. Let's go down into your stomach. And you know it's easy to get there. Just imagine your tongue with which you speak and taste, and follow it back into your throat, where the dry air comes in contact with the membranes of your esophagus. and where your voice comes from, and where your swallow starts, and go down in your mind, down the tube that leads toward your stomach. It's not as dark as you think. Light does come in through your body. If you had eyes down there, you would see shadows, textures, movement. It would look very strange. But it's something that is you, is part of you, and that you are in coordination with, and is, in a sense, part of your consciousness. And when you get down to the base of your esophagus, there's a valve that leads into your stomach. And I'll ask you to imagine it relaxing. Just in your imagination, not really. Just in your imagination, so that it opens and you can enter your stomach. It may be darker in there, but it's not entirely dark there either. We are not going to talk about your stomach here. We're going to pass by. So, as if you were riding a train through a landscape, you look out the window and you see the walls of your stomach, and they are alive and aware, like a great machine that's sentient, who's lived its whole life in this landscape. You pass by. You pass through your stomach, down around the curve, like a ski jump, up to the end of your stomach, where there's another valve that closes things in like a bagpipe. And in your imagination, but not really, imagine this second valve opening. It's a sphincter, like lips tight or an anus. It's a band of muscle in a circle. And in your imagination, it relaxes and opens. Opens like the mouth of a well. And allows you in, beyond. And this is where our journey starts. It's called the duodenum. It's the top part of three parts of your small intestine. And I'll talk about it as if I was a tour guide. And you are part of it. And you can become more aware of it. You can become aware of the faint signals these internal organs give you, if you listen for them. Now, what this organ does is help in your digestion. It processes food, but it's not exactly food by the time it gets there, because you've already chewed it up, mashed it up, mixed it up, and you've added a lot of juices, and you've mixed them around in your stomach, and you've pulverized things, and you've started to dissolve things, so that what was once your food is now something called chime, like a bell. And it's very acidic, as that's the first step. the acids of your stomach, which were added behind you, started many processes with many chemicals and enzymes. And among other things, the acids killed bacteria and began to dissolve many foods, proteins, carbohydrates, fats, oils, starches, fiber, so that what we have now in this duodenum is a kind of slurry of food that wouldn't taste good at all. It wouldn't look good. But in fact, it is good. And you must welcome it because you've eaten it and made it what it is. And now that it's come through your stomach, it needs to be neutralized. It's too hot. It soaks up water from your blood and your body. It needs to be absorbed, reduced, diluted, and made less acidic. And most of what your duodenum does is start to mix in new chemicals. Bile from your liver, juices from your pancreas. More chemicals you'd never want to touch or smell or taste. Your duodenum mixes them. It contracts, it pulsates, it palpates and constricts. And when it's finished, and it doesn't take very long, it's converted what was a very acidic substance into something more basic than neutral, on the other side of the scale. It's a chemical process here, not a great deal of bacteria, and the duodenum is short. And once it's mixed the chime to something more basic, something that won't injure the bacteria in your gut, it moves on. And the next organ, which isn't entirely separate, but is different in its character, is the jejunum. It's fairly long, but not so long, a few feet. We often think the food just passes through, but in fact it's more like a washing machine. It pulverizes, agitates, and mixes further with new juices and new enzymes. And now there start to be bacteria, which start to eat your food, and we let them eat it, because what they produce, what the bacteria leave behind, we ingest, and we add new chemicals and new enzymes in an incredibly complicated process, the addition of living bacteria, which break down the food, decompose it, and we add things like detergents, things we'd never eat, yet we create them. And like they dissolve the fat on our plates and our pots, they begin to dissolve the fats in our gut, and our intestines continue to squeeze and palpate, agitate, not passing through, and not taking large amounts either. The stomach has to be gentle in releasing its contents a little bit at a time, so as not to overwhelm the system. And even the bacteria in your small intestine are not constant. They'll change within a few hours in response to what you've eaten, so that we change the acidity, the enzymes and the chemicals, and the living fauna and flora in our gut change instantly to compensate and take opportunity from what we've eaten, which is why it's tremendously important to eat the right things. When the mixing is done, and the bacteria have had a chance to have their fill and digest the food that you've eaten, then new hormones are released from the stomach and from the walls of the intestine, gastrin and other chemicals, that tell your intestines to move it along. And what was an agitation becomes a constriction called peristalsis, a squeezing of the tube, and the contents are moved down to the ileum, the last third of your small intestine. And there, even a larger amount of bacteria reside. Different ones. The chemistry changes. The pH changes. The enzymes change. The bacteria produce different metabolites. Your body has absorbed different elements, and some of what it absorbs goes into your bloodstream, which is taken to your liver, and other parts of it go into your lymphatic system, which is separate and circulates in its own vessels. And in the ileum, again, the agitation starts, and the mixing, and the bacteria, now a different set, hundreds of different kinds, some of which could be toxic, kept from overrunning their bounds, or migrating too far up or down, which is amazing, considering that the food you eat continues on. And while some bacteria are lost in the food, most of the bacteria lives in the mucus lining of your intestines. They absorb, excrete, metabolize, digest, but don't get carried away with the food. They live in the walls of your intestines. They're nourished by what you eat. They reproduce. They live there their whole lives. Genetic lines that are not even human. 10 times more numerous in their numbers than all the cells in your body. And then at the base of your small intestines, there is another sphincter. It's called the ileocecal valve because it connects the ileum, the last part of your small intestines, with the first part of your large intestines, the cecum. And here we'll stop this tour. Because once you go into the large intestines, things change completely. And there becomes a huge riot of bacteria and a total chaos of processes. But most of the vitamins and nutrients have already been taken out in your small intestines. And we will explore that in another visualization. And you can imagine, though they don't have ears, bacteria are aware of what's going on in your nervous system. They may not speak a language you could understand. They speak a chemical, physical, and metabolic language. One word that's common to all species, in some form or another, is to relax. And another might be to be active, to be calm, content, peaceful, balanced. And you can let your gut relax. And you can be relaxed. And we'll take those 10 steps back up, back out, back out through the wall of your abdomen, back out across your skin. 1, 2, 3. Coming out like a chemical, diffusing out through the walls of your intestines, into your abdominal cavity, into inside you, into a glowing ball. 4, 5. Letting that ball rise up into your lungs. Breathe in. Breathe out. 6, 7. Following the breath up your throat, out the back of your mouth, into the cavity of your mouth. 7, 8. Out through your lips, past your teeth and tongue and cheeks. 9. And reforming your presence and awareness of your body in the room and your vision and thoughts being peaceful, connected, and relaxed. 10.